Simon, congratulations. North End's first win against Blackburn Rovers here since 1978.
Well, I've always said when people throw them sort of stats, they're there to be broken, and we've brought a few over the last few years. Look, I think it was a cracking game for anybody to watch. A real good derby between two teams trying to win the game. Plenty of incidents, plenty of goals, goal mouth scrambles. Obviously, we're delighted that we've come out on top and got the 3 points.
And what a goal it was from Johnson.
Yeah, look, we've worked a few things this week that we feel that he has to get a little bit further up the pitch. Because that first season he came, I think he got 7 or 8 goals in half a season, and he's an attacking midfield player. Sometimes he can't afford to get forward too much when you're playing a two in there. But he showed the quality, so he's delighted with that goal. Yeah, he'd be disappointed with the penalty, but then he showed a lot of character to finish the penalty for us as well. So it's an eventful day for DJ.
Were you pleasantly surprised that the first penalty was given?
I was unaware at the first what it was for, to be fair, but when you look back at it and when people tell me about it, it's a great spot from the referee. I just thought that Simon had headed it and Steele had made a good save. And then, obviously, people talking about it, you see it, and it is a very good spot for him, so a lot of credit goes to him.
And yellow card, that was the right decision as well for Lennon?
Yeah, I don't think you can't be sending somebody off for that. No. It wasn't deliberately denying anybody a goal-scoring opportunity. Just got his hands up there and you can't do that.
So great to be back to winning ways after what happened last weekend.
Yeah, look, the game today, I thought we were very good first half. Second half, they were better than us, and you felt the goal and opportunities were coming for them. So we were about to change it and get an extra body in midfield just to sort of shore up that middle area of the pitch with Emdes, who's causing a bit of problems. The score, and then that plan goes out the window, and we move it around with Prince coming on and Callum going up the middle, because you felt that then he would cause them problems the way that he was dropping off into little pockets. And it's a great goal because it's a great run from Greg. I thought he was very, very confident and picked out the pass, and it's a great take and finish. So we're delighted to win it because it's obviously going to send our supporters home very happy.
Yeah, the skill from Cunningham to create that chance for Robinson was fantastic.
Yeah, I think Greg's playing really well at this moment in time. Very positive in his approach. We encourage our fullbacks to join him when it's on. It's all right doing the first part, but then having the composure to pick the pass out was outstanding play as well. And obviously the finish was up there with a lot of good strikers would be pleased with.
Both teams have provided a lot of entertainment tonight. It was, great advert for Championship football and for North End.
Yeah, definitely. And the game was no different to what we were expecting from Owen's team, how they're going to play, asking questions. They've got some good experienced players. They've got some players that can hurt you, like Danny Graham playing in the Premier League for a lot of games. We're fortunate we've come out on top, because these affairs are never sort of won at a canter. You've got to make sure you earn the right, and we've certainly done that tonight.
And you talk about the attacking play. What about defensively tonight? You know there were some great blocks and tackles back there, weren't there?
Well, you have to throw all them components into the game. I think that's something that we've been very good at over the last 2-3 years, that you've seen players throw the bodies on the line, get in the way of blocks and shots, etc. And obviously they'll do anything to try and get a result for the team.
And how do you feel? I mean, it's against a club that you've got a lot of affection for as well.
Well, I'm delighted because we've got 3 points. If we beat Leeds on Boxing Day, I'll be equally happy. And so it's just another 3 points. We needed a win today because the last two home performances and results haven't been what we've wanted. Last week's episode sort of maybe people might have thought, are we a unified group and that? And we showed tonight again the character, the spirit of last weekend was a minor blip.